There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome along to a face-meltingly, ridiculously hot episode of Ready Player 2. This is episode 79. We're going to blast through this pretty quickly because I'm fucking melting. With me this week, I have Mr. Ross of a Mailbag.
Hello, you're not the only one. I'm fucking melting as well.
Oh god, it's ridiculous, isn't it? We have Lewis.
So, full disclosure, I'm currently sat in just a pair of swimming shorts and that's it.
We didn't need to know that. We also have Lee, please tell me, wearing clothes.
I am fully clothed and I'm not Lee anymore. I'm just what's left when you dehydrate.
A raisin. Just
the husky.
You're like a Lee jerky.
Oh, yes. Nobody wants that.
That's the podcast title already.
Oh my God, Lee jerky. And I'm Rich. Welcome along. This is ridiculous. There's going to be an awful lot of background noise in this episode because I'm pretty sure that all of us have got at least 14 fans pointing at various parts of our bodies right now.
It's going to get windy.
I myself have got a high-powered 20-inch fan pointing directly at my testicles because
not
that
about the inches.
Everything is about the inches, mate. Because that is clearly the hot and sweatiest part of my body. Oh my good grief, this is insane. I'm sat in a conservatory and it feels like I'm in the bloody Bahamas. It is ridiculous.
What sort of torture?
Oh, it's just
Do that on purpose.
Anyway,
I can't understand that.
We are not going to be those typical British twats that talk about the weather all the time. So instead of that, we are going to talk about the weather for only 15 minutes, and then we're going to talk about computer games.
That, I don't think that's going to cover it, really.
Right, look, are we going to talk about football? Ross, are we going to talk about football?
I've talked enough about football, fuck me.
Is it you talking about
24 days?
Apparently,
no,
if you haven't been paying attention, it may or may not be coming home.
Yeah, it may be very well in a different country by the time this comes out.
By the time this episode comes out, it will have already gone somewhere else. It will have got on the train.
It's pre-packed its bags and stuff.
Right then, we need to talk about games. Does anybody want to talk about games first?
Yeah, I want to know what Lee's super secret stealth game is that you wouldn't
see,
talk about last time.
I started off wanting to know about that, but now, frankly, I don't give a shit. He's dead to me.
Fuck him, yeah, I'm not going to talk about it.
Okay.
No, fuck it.
Okay.
Dead to us all.
I've got anger, but before we go into my anger, would somebody... Ross, yeah. Do you want to talk about something?
Yeah, I want to talk about NBA 2K, because why not?
Lee.
Because it's been a while.
Lee, do you want to talk about something?
I've had a new part of this game.
Part of a game that you've had for ages?
Yeah, I never venture into the My Team area, which is like FIFA fans, it's the ultimate team. It's the card collecting, card trading part of the game. In real life, the NBA have had their free agency period this week. And that means the prices that people are asking for their cards in this have hit rock bottom. So I've picked myself up like an absolute superstar team for... Maybe in real life money, it'd cost me $2.99 to buy the virtual currency for that. I've earned it all in game, and I got myself a world beating team for absolutely nothing.
Nice.
Yeah.
So
you bought an NBA team, a whole NBA team for $2.99.
Yeah, exactly. Basically,
that's how popular this sport is.
I'm sure that's probably not too far removed from slavery prices.
Oh my god.
What do you do with the team?
You use them online to play against other people with their kind of their teams that they've bought or put together.
Oh no, I approve.
Random chores around the house. Put up shelves.
Building pyramids.
Oh my god.
I've never really ventured into it, but there's like hundreds of single player challenges, there's online stuff to do. So yeah, I've found a new way to extend this game's life. And the new one comes out in 2 months.
So that gives you the in-game currency that you can then use to buy these cards, right?
Yeah, all the single player I've played, you get in-game currency the entire time you're playing. doing certain things in games. It's just built up and built up, and I've not used it. And now I've gone into this part of the game, and I've like, oh, look at me, I'm like a trillionaire of all this in-game currency to buy all these cards that people don't want anymore because they've left their teams they support.
Have you tried this out then? Have you actually played people with this amazing team?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
How did you get on?
I won 3 out of 4.
Okay.
Yeah, the fourth one I'm putting down to lag, obviously.
I was fully expecting you to say, no, I didn't win any. But...
no, but yeah, I put it down to lag for my loss because it can lag a lot sometimes. And when it's all timing based for shooting, that's a bit of an issue. But
yeah,
it works nicely, and I'm happy with people just dumping their cards.
Is there any like tournaments for this game?
Yes, there's like weekly tournaments.
Is there a competitive scene for this?
Oh, I don't know. Possibly, maybe it's more American than that.
Probably.
You mean like an esports type thing?
Yeah.
Maybe in America.
I would have thought so. Because they do it for Madden, and I mean the Madden one's enormous. Huge, so
Madden's still going, is it?
Yeah.
Jesus.
27.
Right. Is that it?
Yeah.
You done?
Yeah.
Is that your NBA? Look, your little NBA skit.
Yeah, I had to get it out.
Nice. Right. Look, there's something else I want you to talk about as well. But first, we're going to go to Lewis.
Ooh.
Now you've only got one thing written down, Lewis. Do you want to blow your wad now, or do you want to save it a little bit? Oh, he's adding something else. He's adding something
just
else.
Appeared. Okay. Magic.
Magic. Right, go on then, Lewis. Do you want to talk about something this week?
To be fair, we've spoken about both of them at great length. I literally haven't had a chance to play anything for the last couple of weeks. So, but Stardew Valley. Bought
what
it on
new
the Vita.
Interesting platform. Oh my word!
How many platforms do you own this on now?
Two.
Oh, okay.
Lovely. Only two. This is light for Lewis. We've known him to get games on at least 12 platforms previously.
I think we're coming on Casio that, Calculator. Fallout Shelter.
Oh, right.
The other one's Fallout Shelter. I've been playing that on the iPhone because I own an iPhone now. And
you disappoint me.
Do you know what? Couldn't give a fuck. just been going back to that after all of the Fallout 76 hype. There's nothing really new or interesting about my games.
There we go, thank you. Every second of Lewis's completely uninteresting game library there. Oh, is it the heat? What's going on?
You can play Stardew Valley on the go now, though. That must be a...
Yeah, so I can play that on the way to and from work like on my lunch break. So that'd be cool.
That doesn't sound healthy.
No, probably not. But also, it saves me having to buy a Switch. So,
yeah. Do you know, I still haven't played Stardew Valley, and I'm not buying a Switch. I've definitely decided that that is not happening.
I'm still tempted.
I mean, they're not mutually exclusive. Like, you don't have to do both or one or the other. Like, you can't do any.
No. I might play Stardew Valley at some point on the PC, but I'm really concerned that it's going to murder me.
Yeah, that's like, what I keep thinking. I keep looking at it.
They've added multiplayer now as well, haven't they?
If you enjoyed Harvest Moon or what was the other one that we played? Rainbow Moon?
Yeah.
We got a freebie copy of that on the Vita, I believe. Then you're probably going to enjoy it.
Oh no. Okay, not doing it. Right, look, we need to speak about something else, and I'm going to run over to this very quickly. Ross, have you played any more Far Cry 5?
I have, yes.
How much Far Cry 5 have you played?
I have completed all 3 of the boss areas, and I'm now on to the final boss man.
Right, we need to have a 3-way.
Okay.
Which should be easy, because most of us are in partial states of undress. So... myself and Lee.
Where do I come into the 3-way? Cameraman?
You get to be the one that turned up to fix the photocopier.
Fluffer.
And then you just stand there and watch.
Like Joey in
front. So, me and Lee have been playing Far Cry 5.
Yes.
We bought this live on air.
Because of you, Ross.
Because you were describing Far Cry 5, and we thought, okay, we're in. And it's co-op. The whole game's co-op. We get to play the entire game co-op.
Yeah.
Mm.
Kind of.
How's that going? Whose game are you playing?
We're done.
Who's the single?
We finished it. We finished the game. So Lee was hosting, and I joined his game.
Okay.
Right. So this is going to be pretty tricky, but we're going to try and do this without dropping any major spoilers for the game. This is a pretty big game, and this is a pretty big deal. So we're going to ask Ross for opinions every now and again. Yeah. Far Cry 5 is a game in the Far Cry series that is set up in a way not very dissimilar at all from Ghost Recon Wildlands. Okay. In Ghost Recon Wildlands, you had areas that you had different lieutenants of the main bad guy that you had to defeat in order to unlock that area completely, all leading to unlocking the main bad guy who you then took out.
Yeah.
That is exactly what they've done with this game. They haven't done that with the previous Far Cry games, not in this kind of really formulaic way. And I didn't like it.
No.
That's the
it
first
sounds,
thing.
It sounds as though they're just merging all of their franchises.
We've been
and
saying
giving
this
them different
along.
Skins.
Yeah, they've been so. Blurring, they've blurred the lines between Ghost Recon, which, by the way, was an amazing game. Now, there's a big, big, another big, big problem that I've got with this. In all the previous Far Cry games, you have been a person. So in Far Cry 1 and 2, I can't remember the name of the fucker, but Far Cry 1 and 2 had the same guy in it. He was the main person. He was on the cover, the box art of the whole thing. Far Cry 3, they changed it around. So you were Jason Brody, I think was his name. You were Jason Brody, but the main bad guy was the guy that was on the box art. And then that was what they stuck with. So in Far Cry 4, the main bad guy was on the box art. Far Cry 5, the main bad guy is in the box art. 3 and 4 were unbelievable games. I like 3 more than I like 4, but... They're absolutely incredible games that have got amazing dialogue, really good, if slightly repetitive gameplay, that puts you as the character at the centre of the story.
Yeah.
This game completely does none of that. What this game does is gives you a no-name mute as your protagonist to play, who is in no way involved really in any meaningful way with any of the story. Has no dialogue or conversations with anybody
zero
in the game.
Zero backstory.
The zero backstory. You are just called the Rookie or Rook or sometimes the Deputy. And that is all. In Far Cry 3, there was constant dialogue between Jason Brody and his friends and his girlfriend, who was annoying, but you were trying to save people, and they were saying, oh, you're going native, and you're getting the tattoos, and all the rest of it, and it was brilliant. It was fantastic. This, I kept thinking, oh, he's going to bring the story in at some point. It's going to tie you into the story. But no, you were just kind of witnessing everything that was going on. You were just kind of incidental to the storyline, and it bugged me. But it didn't bug me as much as other things bugged me. Lee, do you want to explain about the progression system?
You're talking about the perk points.
The perk points and of ability for certain people to get
right.
Perk
so
points.
What you do as you play the game, you acquire perk points either by completing missions or. By unlocking the stashes, what they're called, the hoarder stashes of things.
Yeah, the prepper stashes.
Prepper stashes. In all sorts of different ways. You gather these perk points, which open up your skill tree. So you can upgrade your character, you can increase his health up to something like 400% incrementally, if you are the host.
If you are not the host,
yeah,
you are shafted. So essentially what happens is the majority of the game's unlocks are dealt with through this perk point system. And the more stuff that you do, there's little challenges that you can do in the game, like killing a certain number of people with a certain type of weapon, or getting distance shots, or flying a certain amount of time in the wingsuit.
Killing a
or
certain
whatever.
Lieutenant.
Yeah, right? The problem is that there is a bunch of these unlocks where you can only unlock it by killing a lieutenant, one of the main bad guys in the game. Similarly, the gun unlocks only unlock after you have gained a certain number of these rebellion points in the areas to unlock the weapons. If you're the guest, you don't get those things. Meaning, as the guest, I couldn't unlock anything past the first tier of weapons, or anything past the first tier of health or armor upgrades. I couldn't unlock the third holster
slots.
That's
a real oversight.
Two guns at a time. I couldn't unlock any of the, what do you call them, companion points.
Yeah, that's another thing. You couldn't even use the companions.
I couldn't talk to any of the NPCs. Yeah.
Some of the unlocks were dependent on use of the companions.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, basically, I felt heavily shafted.
Yeah, I felt bad.
It really was. And the problem is... So the progression, half the time the progression is in the story and the fact that you're getting involved in the game, right? But then other times it's in the hunting and the gathering and the crafting of new things, yeah? Yeah, and you spend a load of time, don't you, going off and doing the side missions and the side things and crafting new weapons and armour and all the rest of it. None of that.
Totally so, incidental now.
For starters, they've got rid of all of that from the game completely. The replacement to that system
you do still gather herbs and... You don't need to because...
It's pointless.
you just... Every time you loot a body, you're picking that stuff up.
Yeah.
So, and you don't need to... Every time you go and restock your ammo, everything that you would craft is restocked anyway. And you're never really short of money. It's completely pointless. It doesn't need to even be in the game. And the fact that that it doesn't need to be in the game cheapens the game.
Yeah. And the hunting. One of the other things that I really enjoyed in previous games was the hunting of the animals, which I know you're probably not supposed to enjoy, but it is a nice little side mission. So off you go. You hunt down bears, wolves, badgers in this one, and fucking wolverines, which are way scarier than they should be.
Yeah.
And loads of things. And it's pointless. Like, they've even got to the point where they even couldn't be bothered to put in the animation where you skin and gut the animal.
Mm.
You just walk up to it and push a button and it just, like,
and
gets a
pick
little...
up a lump of meat.
Pick up a lump of meat, and that's all you get.
And I seem to remember that the corpse doesn't actually change in its animation style, does it? It just...
No, it doesn't. You just get, like, a line down it to show that you've already gutted that corpse.
Yeah.
It is... Right. So the other thing that I need to talk, that I want to talk about with this game, because this is a big thing for me, because I love Far Cry games. I was so excited to get this. I was really, really excited to get it. Now, this last one, all the other things, potentially could be because we were playing co-op, and maybe we weren't taking our time over things. Stuff was far too easy. Like, sometimes, although it weirdly shifted from bipolar from being incredibly easy, where we would just turn up and annihilate an entire base and nobody would even know we were there. And we didn't stop. We just ran through the place, sniping everybody.
Rinse them.
And other times, we'd turn up somewhere and just explode for no reason that we could work out. The problem with having two people when you're constantly on voice chat, we were using Discord, is the storyline, the feels... You know, the bits that you're supposed to watch and get into and all the cutscenes and all the rest of it, which some of them, by the way, are like 7.5 minutes long.
Mm.
Unfucking skippable cutscenes.
Whoops.
Yeah. And I know that because I went back to play on my single player game so I could unlock some of the guns and stuff. I'd already seen the cutscenes before because I played them in Lee's game. Can't skip them. 7.5 minutes. Driving me nuts. Because there's two of us on Discord, we're thinking, okay, maybe we're losing some of this storyline. Maybe we're not appreciating or getting involved in it or getting as immersed as
there's
we would do if we were on our own. Yeah? So, Ross, have you been getting drawn into the story, playing it on your own?
Yeah, I fucking love it.
Really?
I think the storyline is superb. The main character scares the fuck out of me.
You see, he doesn't, me. He's shit.
That's because you're chatting to me the entire time.
Yeah, well, that might be it. And I think this is a real contrast. I'm not sure that Far Cry is designed for co-op. And I'm partially of the opinion now that I would have enjoyed this game more had I played it solo.
Yeah, you realise you're effectively a gun for hire on Lee's game.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily that. I enjoy the storyline. I mean, there are a couple of design decisions that I think they've just made poor choices with. The whole splitting it into three regions and doing it the same as Ghost Recon, I did not enjoy that. I don't think it was a good method. But I usually get involved in the storyline, and I found all of the main characters, all of the main lieutenants that you have to take out, really poorly acted. I didn't think they were very good at all, to the point where one of them is pretty much a carbon copy of the other one, and the only way that you can tell them apart is that one of them doesn't have a shirt on and has yellow sunglasses.
Hmm. Faith was decent.
Faith is okay, but only because I wanted to break
annoying in her own way as well. I want to say some positive stuff because I feel that we're ragging on it a little bit.
Before you get to the positive stuff, there's something else that I need to get pissed off about, right? Because this is partially me talking about
I was going to inject this and then go
back
to something negative.
My fucking rant. No, I'm going to rant about this first. There is nothing more fucking annoying.
Rich's rant.
There is nothing more fucking annoying in a game where you have just ridden through a base, two of you, right, hanging out the windows of a vehicle and shooting people, grabbing onto the underside of a helicopter, throwing 14 grenades, diving out of that, wingsuiting down, landing on the back of a lieutenant and pulling his brain out through his spine, to walk round a corner and have a non-control cutscene, have a dude hit you with the butt of a gun, and you pass out. It is so fucking annoying, and it happens every time. Every time you hit a particular point in each area, they have another arbitrary way of abducting you, and then subjecting you to an unskippable cutscene before, for any fucking reason, letting you go again.
Doesn't the lead character wear a helmet throughout the entire game?
No.
I thought there were posters of him where he wears a helmet.
No, I don't think so. Well, the lead character could be male or female, and you don't really have a name.
You're completely generic.
Yeah. The bad guy wears, like, yellow sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, he's kind of scary, so this is, every region, they've got a different method. So one region, they like, dose you up with this bliss drug. Another region, they use a bliss bullet. Another region, they shoot you in the knee with
the knee shot really pissed me off.
Yeah, shoot you in the knee with an arrow. I've just been shot 400 times, mate, and I'm fine. But one arrow to the knee, and I'm a Skyrim guard. The whole thing is just foolish, the way it interrupts your gameplay, and then they fucking abduct you, subject you to this weird arbitrary dialogue, this monologue, and then you either escape or get let go. Now, that's fine. You think for the first two lieutenants, maybe they're fucking with you and they think they're all superior. By the third one, you'd think, hang on a minute, he's fucking murdered everybody there. Maybe I won't take him captive, and subject him to a load of arbitrary monologue. Maybe I'll just shoot him in the face a few times. That would probably be the better idea. But no, they don't learn from anybody else's mistakes. They keep fucking doing it. It just irritated me. It really did. Give me some positivity.
No, I'm going to give you some more rant.
Oh, God.
my biggest bugbear on this was the cookie cutter mission structure. If you could think of a type of vehicle, okay, any type of vehicle, name it, there is a mission where you have to go and retrieve it for somebody.
Yep.
They're all in there. Planes, jet skis, biplane, water boat thing. Oh, my God.
Water boat thing? Good grief.
Flying boat. That's it.
Flying boat.
They're all in there. And it just kept doing the same thing over and over again. Some of the characters that gave you these missions were actually pretty decent.
Some of the side characters
were better than the main characters.
Yeah, they were, definitely.
They were more entertaining. They had a bit more story going to them.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I think they'd been given carte blanche. I feel like the big bad guys had been over-directed.
Yeah.
And they were told that they had to act in a particular way. Whereas the submission people had just kind of done whatever they wanted, and some of them are brilliant. Nick, the pilot guy, was fantastic. There was loads of them. The guy with the rocket launcher, whose dad was running for a Senate seat, loads of those people were brilliant. There was a guy directing Blood Dragon 3.
Yes.
At one of the places. He was fantastic. They were all really good. So there were some saving graces to this game. Also, the graphics were very, very pretty. Not as extravagant as I've expected from previous Far Cry or Crysis games, but they were very pretty.
What I've always wanted, every time I've ever played a Far Cry game, is... you get to a certain point where you think, I wish I had someone else here to share this with me, so that they could do... I could cover them while they go into the camp and be all stealthy and take people down. So I've always wanted to play a Far Cry game co-op. And I think that Ubisoft have obviously heard that. A lot of people must want have wanted the same thing. And that's what they've tried to do, but... maybe that's not what I wanted after all.
Yeah, this is the problem. I thought that I wanted a Final Fantasy VII remake, but I'm pretty sure that by the time that fucker comes around, I'm not going to want that either.
They did a reasonable job. The gameplay is very good. The gun mechanics, the driving mechanics, is actually really
fuck
good.
Fuck Clutch Nixon.
But yeah, fucking Clutch Nixon can go and fucking...
Right, look, we need to move away from Far Cry 5. I want to talk about it a lot. Two of us wanted to talk about it. Now, I want Ross to offset this a little bit, because you're obviously enjoying it a lot more than we have. Yeah. What was your opinion before we started ranting? And have you got any counterpoints to what we've ranted about?
I think to Lee's point about go and collect this and bring it back here, that is every single open world game that's ever been made since Grand Theft Auto hit the scene. That's all that open world games really are. Go and do this for me, bring it back here. be it. Go and collect some drugs, bring it here, go and get a card.
See if you
here.
Feel the same way when you get to the end.
Well, in fairness to them,
I'll just bring Paul there. In fairness to them, some of them are different. Like one of the fetch truck mission.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, granted it's fetch truck, but you get to like drive through a load of roadblocks and blow people up. The fetch a plane mission ends up in some bombing and some aerial dogfighting.
Oh, actually, you need to mention the big problem with the fetch a plane missions.
Oh, yeah. I can't do anything. So, you go do a fetch a plane mission. Lee gets in the front of the plane. I get in the back of the plane. Fucking can't do anything.
Passenger.
Just sat there doing nothing. Yeah. I can't pull out my gun. I can't lean out the window. I can't do anything.
I got pissed off when I was a passenger. I jumped out.
He jumped out the window. He flew at them with his wingsuit. I don't know what he thought was going to happen, but.
That's fair enough. To the main character not having any story, he's not supposed to be there. That's his story. He got caught up in this. He was just there to go and make peace with the big bad guy, and then he got caught up in it when they shot his plane down, his helicopter down. That's why he's there. He isn't there to save the day. He's just ended up being the guy that has to try and save the day with the rest of the resistance. And I think you're missing a lot of it by being playing together. I think it is a single player game, same as the other ones.
I am going to go back and play it by myself.
I think I owe it to myself and to the game to go back and play it solo.
Yeah, you won't get over the problems with the character and the storyline and all that sort of stuff, because they're there, but for me they don't bother me at all. I'm more invested in the bad guys, and for all the Far Cry games since the number 2, I think, on 360, I've been more interested in the bad guy story than like generic.
Completely agree.
Yeah, generic
the Far Cry games since 3 have all been about the bad guys.
Yeah.
And I didn't particularly like the bad guys in this. I mean, he is a bit sinister. His monologue is really irritating. I feel like he takes far too many dramatic pauses and it takes ages to get through what he's trying to say.
Mm.
But this might be, again, because this is fucking MMO syndrome. So when you're playing something on your own, you get to spend your time, you get to enjoy it, you get to go through whatever you want to go through, explore and stuff like that.
Yeah.
When there's a group of you, you feel obliged to keep things moving.
Fun.
Yeah, because you don't want to feel like you're holding anybody back or feel like a drag or anything like that. And that results in everybody pushing that little bit too hard and not really appreciating everything that's going on in the world.
Yeah.
But that's what happens when you get a bunch of people together. And I think that we've suffered from that, playing the game co-op. And I've got to say that I would recommend, actually, as much as I've enjoyed the experience and it was a good thing to do, if you want to play a co-op game similar to Far Cry, play Ghost Recon Wildlands. Because it is far superior co-op.
You've also played this off the back of... what is that co-op game you mentioned earlier, Lee? I can't remember. The Prison.
A Way Out,
that's it, yeah. You've played this off the back of that, and that, this is a completely different experience.
Yeah, it's a totally different. And I feel like I say, if you want to play a Far Cry-esque game co-op, play Ghost Recon Wildlands.
Yeah.
If you want to play Far Cry, I think play it on your own.
Even The Division.
I've got a funny feeling that dipping in and out of this as a gun for hire is what they designed the co-op to be.
Rather than...
not to play the entire thing. Yeah, exactly.
You're the guy that was hosting the party. We'll move off this in a second. We'll talk about it through podcasts in a row. But could you still have... with three companions and Rich as well. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Cool.
Can you have three companions? I thought you could only have one.
I never bothered unlocking them because they kind of got in the way of us.
Didn't you ever just go for the cougar, the dog, and the bear?
I've unlocked pretty much all of them, but I dismiss them every time because they just got in the way.
You're a fool. Go for all three animals, and you'll enjoy the single player so much more having those three.
I'm going to do that. Yeah.
I'm going to go back and play. I don't think we'll talk too much about Far Cry. Five in other podcasts. We have talked about it a lot. It's a big game, and it's a big thing for me as well. I've loved all the previous ones. It is worth talking about. And frankly, fuck it, it's our podcast. We'll talk about whatever the fuck we want. The one thing that I'm going to mention here, and this is going to be really careful because it's spoiler city. However, there is one point in this game where I suddenly thought to myself, "Holy shit, I want to play more." And really annoyingly, it was the end.
Yeah.
And that is the first time in the entire game I'd thought to myself, holy shit. I mean, I'd wanted to go back and play it, but part of that was because I got it and I wanted to finish it.
Yeah.
Certainly at the end, I was pretty much done. I just wanted to finish the game off. But holy shit, the end.
Yeah, the end is very good.
Oh, we're not going to give anything away.
We can't say anything about it.
However, play it through, enjoy the ending. If you've played this game, if you've got to the end, if you've done the ending, talk to us incognito without giving anything away on Twitter or Facebook or somewhere, because this kind of blew our tiny minds and we were very, very happy about it. Really wanted to play more about it, and it didn't.
Could have turned into a completely
could have turned into something else. Anyway,
game.
We've got to stop because we're gonna give shit away. Right.
I was so tempted.
No, don't. Oh my God, don't.
So tempted to put a little clue in there, but
no, don't. Right then.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ross.
Mm-hmm.
Ross, I've spoken about a load of fucking Far Cry now, and probably far too much. Do you want to talk about something else that you've been doing in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I've only been playing... Well, I've been doing a shitload of podcasts from around the post because of the World Cup, but apart from that, I've been playing Game Dev Tycoon on my iPad. When I'm at work, on my little breaks I get, it's...
Is this the one when they released it, they released a cracked version
pirate
to torrent
version,
sites
yeah.
that was broken?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all got sent a copy of it. Yeah, it's been out for a long time, but it's eminently replayable, though. They can go back and the drive to try and get a 10 out of 10 game every time is what drives me on to play all so much.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this. I played this on PC legitimately. and I really enjoyed this.
You did play it legitimately because we got sent free codes for it.
They sent us
yeah, code. Exactly. Yeah. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And it is really replayable for a little kind of like 8-bitty style game like this. I normally only will get about an hour out of them before I'm a little bit bored. Prison Architect is a good example of that.
Yeah.
I expected to get a lot more out of Prison Architect than I did, and I just kind of got a bit bored after a little while. It was kind of Theme Hospital, but dull.
Yeah.
So this, I expected to go into something similar to this. And I enjoy Tycoon style games, but it was brilliant. I really enjoyed it. Yeah. Is it good on the iPad? Is the experience good?
Yeah, it's almost identical to the PC. It's not a high-powered game, really. It's portable to almost everything. It works really well.
Yeah.
It's so smooth and very fun. It doesn't drain your battery too much either, which is massive for iPad games. So many of them just fucking drag it.
The main problem that I've got with Game Dev Tycoon is that it's just a kind of copy and paste of Game Dev Story.
Yes, which was excellent.
Yeah.
Which was excellent.
Yeah.
And it looked really nice, the way that it was...
Did they buy the IP or something for that?
No, I think it's a completely different group of people.
Yeah, two different companies. But Game Dev Story, they did a series. They're basically all the same premise, but different flavours. Where, by Kairosoft, and can't remember who did Game Dev Tycoon now, but...
Greenheart Gaming, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and they're both very, very similar games, or rather, Game Dev Tycoon is a very similar game to Game Dev Story. So
yeah,
that's the only thing that kind of, particularly with the putting out the cracked version of a game, and it's like, well, if you're going to rip off someone else's game, then kind of. A bit ballsy to then release a cracked version of a ripped off game.
Yeah.
But whatever. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it when I played it, so.
I installed this on my phone a while ago, a couple of months ago. I played it for about half an hour and I thought, this looks interesting. And I deleted it about a month later.
Lovely.
I'm not a management sim person.
Fair enough.
I wish I could be, because that mean I would have an attention span which I haven't had for about 4 years. I've managed without one so far, so I'll be alright.
Yeah, you're fine. Point.
You'll cope.
But yeah, recommended for lunch breaks, travel to work, that sort of stuff. It's a fun little game.
I enjoyed this. I don't think I'll go back to it. I think I've done with it. I got like loads of money and loads of millions, and after a while it becomes quite repetitive.
Yeah, once you get to the end game, you're done, aren't you?
Yeah, it's the same thing over and over and over, isn't it?
Mm.
Right.
So I'm getting there.
I want to talk about something that is not a game that I've played. Am I allowed?
No.
Not a game that you've played?
It's not a game that I've played. It's a thing that I've seen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys might have seen this as
well. Are we all done with games that we've played?
No, we can hop back to that. We can hop back to that. That's fine. Because I want Super Secret Stealth Game as well.
You're mine.
So, I've just pasted something in the document. Have a quick look at this. Now, if you don't know about this, a little while ago, a void opened up in Fortnite.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Fortnite has, like, regular things that happen that change the game world. So, they had a meteor that hit, and they had Thanos that was there and doing shit. Recently, they've had this, portal that opened, and it's changed the game world. And something in the game called the Durburger, which is, I think, on top of the... I can't remember what it's called. The burger place. Got teleported out of the game. Right? Disappeared. It no longer exists in the game.
Right.
It's a great big burger with eyeballs and a tongue coming out of it. Okay? No longer exists in the game. Somebody's found it.
What?
In real life. They found walking through the desert, and obviously the people behind Fortnite have just put a great big massive Durburger in the middle of the desert. Which is fucking brilliant. There's been a bunch of different Fortnite related kind of real life Easter eggs. There's a video in there and everything. This guy posted it on Instagram and Twitter and all the rest of it saying, I think I've just found the Durburger from Fortnite. Yep, absolutely intentional. They did that on purpose.
Wow. the best tweet I saw about this was Chet Falizek, who used to work for Valve.
Right.
And he tweeted that this is a sign that Epic now have too much money.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. They have printed a great big... And it's
I love
big.
This, though.
This thing is big.
Brilliant.
Yeah. It was a great big mascot that went on top of the Durburger diner. In Fortnite.
It's life size.
Yeah, and they have put it in the middle of the desert. This is fucking nuts, and it is definitely a sign that they have got far too much money. They are raking it in from this game. So, yeah, I noticed that. I thought it was really funny. Thought I'd mention it if anybody wants to go and have a look. The guy that found it, I think, is somebody called Sella Shaloni,
yeah.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah.
And you can find them on Twitter, at Sella Shaloni. I might put that in the show notes because it's a bit of a weird one to spell.
I'm just
okay, look, we can go back.
Looking at an article for this, and someone's tweeted him and said, "Can you give a video where you touch him?"
Right. Why they're thinking that it's superimposed?
Yeah.
Oh, it could be. It doesn't look superimposed. I've got to be honest.
No.
Well, that's a good Photoshop if that is.
Yeah.
Photoshop.
That's a very good edit. There's a police car there as well.
Also, quick question.
Yeah.
Does anyone really give a shit about Fortnite anymore?
No.
Probably really. Not. Probably not.
Unless but you're it, a 14-year-old like kid and you're like spending this. Way too much money.
Careful, there's a demographic that we're attacking here.
Yeah, and I'll fucking attack
like
away.
I like stuff like this.
We usually attack all the demographics,
exactly.
To
that's
be
right.
Fair.
That's okay. I like this kind of stuff. I'm not particularly bothered about Fortnite. I would far prefer to play Realm Royale, personally. Mm-hmm. But, obviously, an awful lot of people do like Fortnite. And I like stuff like this in games. I like it when the game development companies do wacky things. I do feel like Fortnite has kind of tamed/morphed Epic into something that I didn't ever really want them to be.
Yeah.
Not that that's really a problem, but Epic were always the Unreal Tournament guys, and I feel like maybe now that
it's
is not a priority any longer.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Right, look, we need to talk about something else. Can we talk about Super Secret Stealth Game?
Are you sure you don't want to leave it till next
episode?
No. I have a guess. No, absolutely not. And I've got a pretty decent guess what this super secret stealth game is.
Oh, I'd love to hear your guesses.
Well, this is going to be bad, and I'm going to be sad. Right. I'm going to guess. But only because I thought about this last week, and I thought I mentioned something that, and you said you'd never played it. Ross, do you have a guess, or do you not care?
FIFA 18. He's been wrapped up in
it's
World
a super
Cup
secret
FIFA.
Stealth game.
He's wrapped
was
up
he like
World
a rogue?
FIFA.
No, surely that would be Rocket League.
I think you've been playing Metal Gear Solid.
Oh, interesting guess. So wrong, it couldn't be any more wrong.
Shit.
Barbie is like...
What have you been, if this is a letdown, mate, after so many weeks of build-up...
I'll give you the platform.
Oh, my God.
PS4.
Right. Stealth Detroit. Game on the PS4.
Oh, no. Oh, right. The stealth game. Well, yeah, we've all... You're focusing on the wording of my
title. I thought it was a stealth game.
No, it was
a game in which you are stealthy.
Oh, FIFA.
No, stealth as in... I haven't told you what it is.
Oh, what a twat.
Detroit.
Okay.
Nope.
Well, you're playing it wrong then.
I don't care then. What? Go on then, tell us what it is.
I've been playing God of War.
Oh, okay.
Indeed.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, I like it? That. Yes, that's the whole reveal.
That's it.
I like the little
next.
I like the little indeed there as well. Okay, no, I am actually slightly interested in this because I didn't even realise that you picked this up.
I haven't. This was lent to me by a friend.
Ah.
Lent me the metal box version, collector's edition.
The fancy pants version.
Very nice.
Is it good, is the first question.
Yes, it is. It's really good.
Have you played previous God of War games?
Never played one in my
life. Oh, actually, I tell a lie. I have played other games. I bought the Vita God of War games.
Oh, the omnibus one that had the multiple games in it. Ah, two of those are incredible. They're really... I had those on the Vita as well. Have you played them much?
I played about 10 minutes of the first one, and I just... I don't know, it's boring.
You've got to get through to the second one, and there was one on the PSP called Chains of Olympus, I think it was called, which was amazing. That was really, really good. But I've enjoyed all the
God of War
games. Anyway,
moving on from...
Moving on from you. Yeah. Go on then. So you haven't played the previous God of War games, so you don't really have a frame of reference. But the previous God of War games were very much kind of crazy, crazy, smashy, smashy, killy, killy, fighty, fighty, with kind of quick time events, but mostly for the kill shots.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I've said this before. I hate quick time event games. Really, I've do you know, the only game that I've really got on with that has them in is A Way Out.
There's a few games that I think are very forgivable with the way that they do them.
Yeah, they have to be fitted into the game really well. Don't really even notice them in this. It took me a little while to get used to the controls. And when I first played it, I played it for like a couple of hours to get through the first level or so into the game proper. And then I walked away from it for a couple of weeks and then came back having forgotten all the controls, and I was on like a boss fight. And I put it on normal difficulty, which is basically like fuck you Dark Souls. In other games terms, it's such a hard game, so I have actually cranked that back down to I just want to see the story.
I've played this. I want to see what level she plays on.
Oh, Elle will be on. Just mangle me. But yeah, it's a tough game. It really is, but it's a rewarding game because it rewards your skill. It rewards you being better at the game rather than just being bloody minded and persevering at something. So you really have to work things out. You have to work out how to defeat each part of it. But I can only play it for a little while each time because, unfortunately, I have to play it on a DualShock 4, and I've got big hands, and they're not particularly young hands. And much as I'd love the DualShock 4 to look at, I don't like holding it.
Which is kind of a crucial part. It's terrible. They're fucking. We've spoken about this at length before.
Yeah.
Actually, do you know what? I'm not sure I've ever actually asked Lewis about this. Do you like the DualShock 4 controllers, Lewis? You do.
I have to admit, I prefer the Xbox controllers, the Xbox One controller, because of the slight size difference. But yeah, I don't find much of an issue with the DS4.
There are some people that get on with them really well.
I
can't.
I think that the mechanics inside, I think the components inside a DualShock 4 feel to me better than the Xbox One pad. But the ergonomics of the Xbox One pad are so much better that I prefer the Xbox One pad. I think
they're all better than the Steam Pad.
Is a better piece of equipment. It is a marvel. It's a brilliant piece of technology. I mean, having a touchpad on there, for crying out loud, that's amazing.
It's just in a shitty shaped case.
It's just, I have to look down to find the start button.
Yeah, you are a bit dumb. look, right. All right. Run through this a little bit. Christopher Judge is Kratos. Now, again, you've got no frame of reference.
What a hard-on I had when I heard his voice. He's brilliant.
First time in 30 years.
I love that guy. Yeah, it's been a while.
I like the idea of that. Is the kid annoying?
No, he's actually really well acted. Really, really well acted.
Quite helpful. And,
really well modelled. He's a believable character. He's a vulnerable character. And I'm a parent. So I related to this story. I know Els touched on the woman in the fridge part of the trope, and that is a little bit annoying. But what if you just move away from that and just focus on the story as it's presented? It's a really good story, and the characters, the way that they interact with each other, is excellent. You get drawn into this story very, very easily, and you feel sometimes when you play a game, it takes you. Quite, you know, it takes you hours into the game before you can really relate to the character and you invest in the character. You immediately, and I've never played a God of War game, immediately
invest
in it.
They never had that. No. The previous God of War games were adrenaline soaked forays into bloodbath territory. That was pretty much all it was. But they did have
not that.
Incredible set pieces with gigantic bad guys that you don't fight by hitting them in the face. You've got to run like across their entire arm and then throw a chain into their nostril and fly around their head. And
there's that sort amazing. Of thing. I love the axe in this, by the way.
The axe mechanic. Yeah.
You can throw the axe and you can use it to activate things to solve puzzles. It's quite a puzzly game as well.
Yeah, they
it's
were always just... quite puzzly games.
I was quite surprised at that. I thought it was just going to be a bit of a hack and slash.
No.
But yeah, the pace is actually quite slow. I'm waiting for it to pick up a bit more. I'm not very far into it, but the guy that's lent it to me, thank you, Jonathan, has he said I can keep it till I finish, and there's no hurry. So I do intend to finish this because. I'm really enjoying it so far. It is gorgeous to look at.
I'm really interested by this. I genuinely didn't think you would ever play this game because you've indicated that you were just not interested in God of War games previously.
Nope, I wouldn't have played it. I wouldn't have made this as a choice. I wouldn't have spent money on this, but given the option to try a AAA game like this, something that's so highly regarded as well, for free is I'm not going to pass that up.
In retrospect, would you have paid money for it now, having played it?
Yeah.
You would.
Yeah, this is. Yep, I can't see a reason not to recommend this game. If you are any kind of gamer at all, there's something there for you.
This is really interesting. Actually, this game is winning over a lot of people. Mm. Would this game make you play previous God of War installments?
Yeah,
bearing in mind that there have been, I think, some remasters and stuff. Well,
the only caveat to that is that I understand that the previous ones are quite different games.
Yeah,
no, I don't think they're massively different. I think there's a lot more feels and story and connection to the characters in this one than there have been previously.
I'd hesitate,
but I think the gameplay core. Is relatively similar.
If it's a friend was to lend me some of the previous games, I'd quite happily have a look.
You can
but I'm not
for
sure.
Cheap now, can't you? Surely.
I think people who have missed out on the God of War games have missed out on something, in my opinion, because I've always really enjoyed them. They're very similar to kind of Ninja Gaiden or Devil May Cry. Those kind of fast-paced hack and slashes that are actually pretty difficult have got puzzle elements to them. And maybe you don't need to bother too much about the storyline because it's a little bit silly. Mm. I think this is what they've tried to fix in this game, to give it a storyline, give it believable and engaging characters.
It's really, really well... Well, it's not just well acted, because we know Chris Judge is a very accomplished actor. It's well written. It's you immediately feel comfortable with the storyline as it unfolds. It's subtle as well, as... every time that you come up against something, the relationship between the father and son, between Kratos and Atreus, is apparent. It develops. It keeps developing, and they keep developing the son's character as you get deeper into the story. I love it. I'm really, really enjoying this.
Oh man, you're enthusing about this game. Mm. Look, this is absolutely not what I thought you were going to say when you had a super secret stealth game, mostly because I genuinely thought it was a stealth based game. And Kratos is not a stealth based character.
No, he doesn't
at
do
all
sneaking.
No, he doesn't. I really want to play this. Who's still got a PS4? Have any of you guys still got a PS4 other than Lee?
No.
Lee and L.
No. Lee and L. I'm interested to see what L says about this. I really want to play this game. I genuinely
L's
really
already
do.
Reviewed this.
Has she?
Yeah, we did.
That was on a pod I'd missed. I haven't listened to all the way through to it. This is almost the game that would make me want to buy a PS4. Or at least borrow a PS4 off a generous friend.
Wish we lived closer.
Send me it.
Well, it's not my disc.
I don't want the disc.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, you want the console?
Hey, what's the console? Right,
actually, look. That's my son's console, so that might be a problem.
I'll bung him a tenner.
Right then, is there anything that anybody else wants to talk about this week, or are we about done?
I think we've about covered everything.
We've ranted about things sufficiently. I think we've covered everything that we need to cover.
Yeah, I think so.
It's coming home.
Oh no! Don't do that. No,
maybe
no, no.
One of those pricks.
Right, look, we've got to go.
We're all one of those pricks now, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, wait till Wednesday.
Yeah.
So, thank you very much for listening. This has been episode 79 of Ready Player 2. You can find all of us at ReadyP2 on Twitter, at facebook.com/ReadyPlayer2, I think. You can find us on Mixer/SummitPlayer2. You can find us on Twitch at some kind of Ready Player 2.
Pro, mate.
Look, basically, Pro. Just go to either our website or our Twitter, and there is a pinned tweet there, which very handily shows you everything that we've got and everywhere that you can go to find us.
Especially Twitter.
Yeah, especially Twitter. We're most active on Twitter, although we're posting a lot on Facebook and all kinds of other stuff at the minute. You can find me at Zebwen, that's Zebwen, on Twitter. Where can you find you, Lewis?
At Louis_Kong.
Ross?
RossBarrow1984 or at Man on the Post.
With his crazy retweetable tweets at the moment.
Wow, viral. Keep away from
him. He has gone viral.
Man on the Post is blowing the fuck up. And Lee, where can people find you?
At ZZLeeZZ.
You can find all of us and the Ready Player 2 podcast on Ready Player 2, that's TWO.co.uk. And you can find us on Acast, the host of our podcast, which are the people that put the lovely little advertisements in the middle of the podcast, which hopefully are going to be at more fortuitous points.
Working hard on that.
Going forwards. Thank you very much to everybody who's listened. This has been episode 79. We're right on the brink of 80 of Ready Player 2. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
See ya.
I are Recordo. What the hell was that?
Is it your testing cough, Lee?
That sounded like a really shonky battle cry.
I'm playing Facebook games in a minute. They got their shit.
Yes, they are.
That's, if you go to an arcade and you put in a quid in like Daytona or something, you're gonna get a lot less fun than we got out of that.
Daytona.
What on earth was that?
You don't know how much I like Daytona.
That was not the Daytona USA theme tune.
I recognised it.
That was not.
Well, let's have your rendition then.
No.
Why not?
Just because somebody else's shit doesn't mean I'm going to have to prove that I'm better.
Talks a big game, doesn't he?
I'm really hot and angry today.
You really sound it as well.
It's this stupid, big, hot fucking sun.
So this is going to go well.
That's the problem with putting...
Swipe?
No, that's the problem with putting fucking handheld games on a... being able to play on a keyboard and a mouse.
Plug another mouse in. I'm running low on cider already. This could be bad.
My ice is melted.
Got a little bit left.
Need to blow my nose before we go anywhere.
Oh, brace yourselves.
Oh, right in my ears.
Oh, that was actually mild.
Delightful.
Ah, yeah, baby.
That was less lumpy than usual, actually.
Yeah, baby. I know, it smooths the heat. It loosens it all up.